You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 AKLZ.
Carla, Sebastian Maniscalco's
yes,
on the phone.
Yes, I know it. It's good to talk to you again, Sebastian. Coming through Vegas again.
I'm bringing. My father's coming. He just said I'm going to be there, and he's ready. And a lot of family, a lot of friends. You say you're playing Vegas, and they come out of the woodwork. You play Ohio, nobody there.
Yeah, no one wants to come to Columbus or Toledo with me?
What? No.
It almost sounded like your dad's opening for you when you said, my dad's coming with me.
My dad, this guy, when he shows up to a show, is more popular than I am. This guy's signing autographs in the lobby. So he's loving the whole, I took him on a couple book signings, and he just loves it. He just loves the hubbub of the entertainment business.
Now, what did I hear that by the way, congratulations on your book, but what did I hear? Your mom went into a bookstore, wasn't happy where it was being displayed and moved it?
Yeah, wasn't happy with the placement, and she brought the books up to the table up front where it was in the new releases, and she made her own display. So she's like, well, you want me to call Barnes & Noble and tell? I go, Ma, you don't have to start calling, because my mom is like, stir it up with the management.
God.
I got my mom's like my street team out there.
My street team.
Step off, Mom.
I love it. Sebastian, is there another special in the works?
Another special we shot at the Radio City Music Hall earlier this year. It's going to come out on Netflix in January. We don't have a specific date yet, but that's going to come out on Netflix. It's my first original on Netflix, so we're really excited about that. And it kind of coincides with doing four shows at Madison Square Garden in New York. So it's been crazy. I've been coming to all these cities for a long time, particularly Las Vegas. I played a small comedy room at the Palms when the Palms had comedy, and I remember on a Thursday night, whatever, 15 people would be there, and now we're at the Coliseum doing two shows.
Do you, though, Sebastian, do you still hit up, Gotham and the Cellar and things like that to work out your new material? Do you still, go into the smaller clubs, with the guys? I mean, that's where you generally try out new material.
Yeah, I'm based out of Los Angeles, so
you're the other end.
At the Comedy Store, working out some new stuff. That's kind of my gym, the comedy clubs. It's like where I work out. So, yeah, anytime I have an opportunity to go to a comedy club and work out new material, I'm there. And, it's great working stuff out in front of a small, intimate group of people and then, trying that out in a larger show. So, yeah, I'm not a stranger to the comedy clubs.
Yeah, it's a great idea, but you find those people in the crowd going to see you there, and then they go, hey, how come he's not doing the normal stuff like the doorbell and the Chipotle stuff?
Oh, yeah, well, you're always going to get that person where, like, what is he doing up there? I'm like, well, I'm trying to still, be relevant here. So even when I'm sitting at the comedy club and, like, Chappelle pops in, it's like, I'm going to take a seat and see what he's doing.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's nice surprise to see those guys still popping into the comedy clubs. And I'm not really far removed from the comedy clubs whatsoever. I mean, I was doing clubs 2 years ago on the road, just grinding it out and doing the comedy clubs for 10 years, just trying to establish a fan base. So, yeah, I'm not a stranger to it, and I'm not that far removed from it.
We'll let you go here in a minute, but one more question. I just want, it has to be tough now that you're everywhere and people know you, they recognize you. Aside from your family, do you get people coming up to you going, hey, Sebastian, here's a bit for you, and all of a sudden
we always got that. I mean, I was doing people were doing that when I first started doing comedy. Hey, you could use this. Nah, I don't think so. I mean, it's like, why would you think I could use? I mean, I don't even do jokes. Like, people will tell you a joke, and then they go, yeah, you could use that. I go, I don't even do that. I'm talking about my father,
right,
and real life stories.
Yeah.
I'm not doing knock knock jokes.
Yeah,
out there,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
But you could use
not
it.
Not doing Polish jokes.
Come on.
Oh, God. Yeah, so I do get that a lot. I do get, you know, like, I don't even like telling people I'm a comedian. I mean, a lot of the times, you know, I'll be in mixed company and someone doesn't know that I'm a comedian. They'll go, what do you do? I tell them I'm in construction. I don't even want to get involved with the whole, oh, you're a comedian? I knew a guy that was doing, I'm like, oh, here we go. We got to go down this road again. So, yeah, I'm not into the whole, like, tell me a joke, let me use it in my act.
Hey, Sebastian, I was with my wife. She fell out of bed. You could use that, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll use it tonight. I'm sure that's going to go over well.
Man, well, we love catching up with you, man.
And I will say this. I'm pretty sure that you are the one responsible for anyone ducking in the corner when they get a knock on their door and then thinking, shoot, I shouldn't do that.
Oh, yeah. We just had a guy come up to the door just before I got on the phone call. He goes, hey, your garbage cans are out on the street. You mind if I move them in? I go, what do you mean move them in? Just leave them out there, this guy. Move them in. As soon as he did that, I go, this guy's case in the house. Going to come back later and rob me.
Sebastian, always good catching up with you, man. Thanks a lot for the time this morning.
You got it. Take care, guys.